Random House Audio presents Anatomy of a Disappearance by Hisham Mattar, read for you by Steve West. Chapter 1. There are times when my father's absence is as heavy as a child sitting on my chest. Other times I can barely recall the exact features of his face, and must bring out the photographs I keep in an old envelope in the drawer of my bedside table. There has not been a day since his sudden and mysterious vanishing that I have not been searching for him, looking in the most unlikely places. Everything and everyone, existence itself, has become an evocation, a possibility for resemblance. Perhaps this is what is meant by that brief and now almost archaic word, elegy. I do not see him in the mirror, but feel him adjusting, as if he were twisting within a shirt that nearly fits. My father has always been intimately mysterious, even when he was present. I can almost imagine how it might have been coming to him as an equal, as a friend, but not quite. My father disappeared in 1972, at the beginning of my school Christmas holiday, when I was 14. Mona and I were staying at the Montreux Palace, taking breakfast, I with my large glass of bright orange juice, and she with her steaming black tea, on the terrace overlooking the steel-blue surface of Lake Geneva, at the other end of which, beyond the hills and the bending waters, lay the now vacant city of Geneva. I was watching the silent paragliders hover above the still lake, and she was paging through La Tribune.